following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
By the way, the Malaysian Prime Minister just spoke on, I guess you would call it, the latest on the disappearance of Malaysian Airlines Boeing 777 Flight 370, saying flight data concludes the flight ended in the ocean. We'll see if this is another dead end, but as of this morning, it is sounding more and more like the debris that has been found may, in fact, in the Indian Ocean, crews of Australian and Chinese searchers, that in fact, it may be, but that's all we've ever had is in fact, maybe, in the same sentence. But there does seem to be a belief system more and more that that is the case, but we'll find out. I watched a lot of the, in fact, I've gotten into the habit of recording the Sunday morning talk shows, because most of them are on while I'm in church. I haven't put Meet the Press in my little DVR record. I have to do that. But I watched the other ones, and they all led with that and Ukraine, which continue to be, those two stories continue to be competing with each other. Fox, in fact, has a ticker. It's been 16 days, 20 hours, 37 minutes, and 38 seconds since last contact with Malaysian Air Flight 370. Wow. Later in the show, I want to talk about what that's doing to the Ukraine coverage. But several experts were asked, well, is it possible that we'll never know what happened? I think it's entirely possible. If this isn't wreckage from Flight 370... the black hole theory. Was that CNN? Do you know they've lost almost every semblance of credibility that they have in becoming the Flight 370 network? They have. They're the Flight 370 network. However, they took a brief pause. I was in my hotel room in Kalamazoo, Michigan on Friday. They took a brief pause to attack Paul Ryan. They should have done this. We interrupt our coverage now, ongoing, continuous ad nauseum of Flight 370 to attack a Republican. We'll return you to our hysterical, it's a cross between the X-Files and Fringe, with a little supernatural thrown in on the side. Yes, a black hole swallowed Flight 370. Well, why not go see, let's stick with the Twilight Zone episode, The Odyssey of Flight 33, where it travels back in time. It flies over New York, and there are, on Manhattan Island, is populated with dinosaurs. One of my favorite episodes, by the way. That was a London to New York flight, and it disappeared seemingly over the ocean. Never to be found, we believe. Well, let's go with that. Let's go with the final countdown. Rush Limbaugh brought this one up, but he had the movie all wrong. It was the final countdown, where the aircraft carrier Nimitz is transported back to December 6, 1941 at Pearl Harbor. And of course, just as the jet fighters are to engage the Zeros, they're pulled back in time to forward in time to 1980. From whence they, maybe it was that. Humans love a mystery, and the bigger this mystery grows, the more you're going to get this stuff. And everybody's mocking and ridiculing CNN. Guess what? Their ratings are through the roof. Why? Because they've gone almost 24/7 on this thing, and people want to know what the hell happened to it. Disappearances are always big grabbers of the public fascination. And this is as big as a 777. Now, people are pointing out it took 2 years to find the Air France flight from 2009. This could be years. It could be never. If this isn't a hot lead, if this wreckage turns out, or whatever it is, if this debris, whatever it is floating in the ocean, doesn't turn out to be wreckage from Flight 370, then the trail, I think, has grown extremely cold. unless they just know a lot more. And now Fox News is showing where the March 16th objects were found in the Indian Ocean off southwest of Australia, the March 18th object. And now flight data, the Malaysian Prime Minister, who's been about as believable as Baghdad Bob, now says that data concludes the flight ended in the Indian Ocean. Jason is going with this, with the aliens. Well, it didn't happen in the Bermuda Triangle. Anyway, more on that perhaps. Not so much on the disappearance, but what the coverage of it has meant to our biggest foreign policy crisis since the Cold War ended. And the way it's being covered. We'll get to all of that. I want to get to this, though. Now, many of you know I'm on a weight loss program, Proactive Weight Loss Solutions, and depending which scale you believe that I stepped on this morning, I stepped on two of them, I've lost 36 or 37 pounds. And people have asked about the diet. The one thing that it doesn't have is no carbs, no potatoes, no rice, no bread, no carbs. Now, I love all of those things, but you adjust, and it's been just fine. But I do look forward to the day when I can slowly reintroduce those things into my diet, especially well, all of those things, but I love potatoes. I think French fries are something I'm going to leave in the rearview mirror, except for very, 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 you know, treat myself every once in a blue moon. But really, and my dad always said this, and he was right about this, potatoes are just about the perfect food. They have more vitamin C than an orange, more potassium than a potato, or than a banana, and than a potato. A potato has more potassium than a potato. That's a lot of potassium than a banana. And it's the perfect food if you eat it properly, if you don't slather it in things that make it even more delicious. Well, this apparently, and you know, I knew this and forgot this. Yeah, sour cream is a fine example. Don't forget the bacon sprinkles on top. Butter, bacon. And don't forget, Jason, that you can scoop the potato meat out of the skin, deep fry it, and put all of those things in there. And then cheddar cheese on top. You can do all of that, too. So, oh yeah, you can season it to taste. Well, apparently, this is why the U.S. Ag Department excludes potatoes, and I think I knew this and just forgot, from the WIC program. You know what the WIC program is, right? The Women, Infants, and Children Voucher System, the foods. And unlike, it's not called food stamps anymore, but we still call it food stamps. Unlike food stamps, WIC has a very stringent list of what you can and cannot buy. Here's something else you may not have known. Wisconsin is a pretty substantial potato producer. Wisconsin grows a lot of potatoes. Everybody thinks of Idaho as the spud state, and that's certainly true, and that part of the country. Other states surrounding Idaho also have a pretty good potato crop. Wisconsin, 3 billion pounds of potato a year. We are number one east of the Mississippi. Yeah, you didn't know that, huh, Jason? A lot of people, don't you remember that ad? And they took it off the air. They have this guy at Lambeau Field with the ear flap caps and the little Smokey Joe, and he's got potatoes wrapped in foil. He's in the parking lot at Lambeau Field. Oh, you're not still buying your potatoes from that funny shaped state out west, are you? Oh, for cripe's sake! Oh, it was great. The guy was quintessential Wisconsin, and it was the Wisconsin Potato Growers Association. Oh yeah. But they're left off the allowed foods that you can get with WIC vouchers. Why? For all of the delicious reasons Jason typed on the screen. Wow, you can make them really fattening and unhealthy. So what? What food on that list can't you? Can you buy meat? Okay, I can eat steak right now on my weight loss program. I can't necessarily eat it the way I love it, seasoned to the hilt with beautifully sautéed mushrooms, all about 3 inches thick worth, piled on top. Jason is picturing it right now. They're just pink in the middle, Jason, you know, About as thick as a deck of cards. One of those. Actually, a little thicker than a deck of cards. Yeah, I misspoke there. Oh, you can go ahead and wrap that bad boy in bacon. As long as you're imagining it, that's just fine. Yeah. You can do that to any food. Here's the concern of the potato growers, and I think this is a valid one, that it's stigmatizing potatoes. Yes, you can chop them into french fries and deep fry them. You can also just bake them. I think this is utterly insane. Dwayne Motz is executive director of the Wisconsin Potatoes and Vegetable Growers Association. It's crazy. Fresh white potatoes are about the only thing in the produce department you cannot buy with a WIC voucher. It makes absolutely no scientific sense that we are being excluded. Yeah, it's been banned since 2008. Well, they have fought this since 2008 to get back on the list of WIC-approved foods. It has more vitamin C than an orange, more potassium than a banana, cholesterol-free, fat-free, and sodium-free. If you don't gussy it up the way all of us like to gussy it up, it's a perfectly fine food. But because parents might abuse potatoes and make them more fattening, of all of the foods that should be allowed in the WIC program, I think clearly this is it. And again, the white potato continues to be the only fresh vegetable excluded. A listener says, I described the food too well. And, and now he's stopping for breakfast. Get the hash browns. They're made with potatoes. Just throwing it. You know, it is. I can describe food really well. That's twisted because it shows how much I love food. But yeah, I can. One medium baked potato provides 15% of an individual's daily recommended fiber intake. But health experts say potatoes are often prepared in ways that increase their fat and calorie count. I think the concept of policing what can be purchased with these vouchers is just fine. I think this is nanny state gone off the deep end. That's what I believe. And they absolutely should allow potatoes to be included. And yes, I'll bet a lot of you didn't realize what a major potato producer we are. Yeah, you can make anything unhealthy. Have you ever had one of the deep-fried pickles at the fair? I mean, you could anything. All right, we've got a lot to get to. Why is there a war on Paul Ryan? More on the Ukraine, more on 370, and the Oracle tells you how Republicans are going to do in the fall. No, not me. It's 919.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.